This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions.
Of course you have questions.
I'm going to throw these questions past you, Gab, as well, and see if you have any answers for
us. All right.
By all means, give it a go. My first question is this. Why does Santa have both a naughty and a nice list? Theoretically, only needs the one list, because if he hangs on to and maintains the nice list, all the kids that are on that list are automatically on the naughty list. You understand? So why does he have to have a nice and a naughty list? And he has to maintain the one list.
But he has to make sure every kid's accounted for. Like, what if he just missed one, they weren't on either list? He would know.
Well, it doesn't really matter. He really only needs to maintain the gift list, which is the nice list.
No, because he puts coal in the bad stockings too.
So you've
got to have two.
No. One list. He's
you're
overworking
all about efficiency,
himself.
Aren't you, Hamish?
He's overworking himself.
You're forgetting he's magical.
If you're not on the nice list, you get coal. That's what
but
it should
what if
be.
One kid was just forgotten? He wasn't accounted for. He automatically gets coal because he's not on the nice list. But really, he was just forgotten.
Who's cross-checking these lists?
I don't know.
See? It's not being done. The work's not being done. So why overwork yourself? All right. It's all about efficiency, Santa. Come on. Again. What's the difference between a flat white and a latte?
You asked me this the other day, and I'm pretty sure it's something to do with the milk content.
Okay. So at what point does a flat white become a latte?
When you add more milk.
Do you go milk. No, flat white. Ooh, latte.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Uh-huh. It's exactly how it works.
Good answer. Hey, could someone be addicted to counselling? And if they are, how do you treat them?
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't think you could be addicted to counselling. Maybe you can be addicted to talking about yourself. But not necessarily the person you're talking to.
Right. How would you fix it?
You make them shut up for 6 months. I don't know.
Well, you're not much help today.
Not at all.
You're not much help at all.
These are silly questions.
What would happen if you found a four-leaf clover under a ladder?
Well, you can't walk under a ladder, but you can reach.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, you kind of answered that one,
yeah.
I guess.
Just reach in and pick it out, but don't walk under it.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. That kind of works. I'm happy with that one.
Local songstress Taylor May is currently competing in a thing called the Share Space. So it's like a talent quest.
Yes.
Similar to your X Factors or your Australian Idols, but it's completely based on social media. So it's bringing it into today's times. And the difference with this is she, along with the seven others in the house, were handpicked. So they've already become pretty big on YouTube. They've got quite the following and record labels are interested in them.
Yep.
But they've put them in a house to make them battle it out to see who can actually get the most amount of likes, comments and shares on social media to get that recording contract. Now, they do a solo every week.
Yep.
And last week, she actually covered Pink, which was one of my favourites. So here is Taylor May singing What About Us.
What about us?
Good is that?
No matter which song she covers, she sounds amazing.
Now, just to give you an idea on how talented she is, let's compare that to another very talented singer.
Don't do this to yourself, Hamish.
This is my rendition of a Run DMC song called It's Tricky. I've reworked to be too sicky. My nose is kind of runny. Don't think it's very funny to sneeze on you. You'll get the flu. I'm sick is what I want. Let me go. Too sick to come to work. To come to work. I'm very sick. A sick day. I want to take a sickie. Too sick to come to work, to come to work. I'm very sick, a sickie. Just let me take a sickie. Let's think about that, the comparisons.
You never got handpicked to go in this competition for a very, very, very good reason.
Just shows you, really, how good Taylor May actually
is. It really does. It really highlights her exquisite talent. And if you want to get behind her, though, and help her win this recording contract and international travel and everything else, she's up against a lot of people from big cities.
Yeah.
So we really need to band together. And the way to do so is go to YouTube, go to the share space, and make sure you like all of her solo performances every single week. Like, share, comment, whatever interaction you do will actually add to the final score.
Now, the winner gets a recording contract. They get to do some travel and all that kind of stuff. And it's huge.
It'll be massive for her career.
Yeah, definitely. So please help her out. Once again, go to the share space on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody take a seat. Sit down because you are going to love this. You will want to stand up shortly and give me a standing ovation. You will be applauding.
You are delusional.
It's time for me to sing once again. And you'll know that yesterday on the show I did some singing. I am in the process, because I'm a little flu-y at the moment. I've got the man flu. I've decided to come up with a couple of sick day songs.
Yeah, because I won't allow you to have a sick day. Right. So this is my punishment.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also me requesting in song a sickie from The Boss. Now, yesterday I reworked Dua Lipa's new rules to be a sickie rules. And you know what? You know what? Where I went wrong with my singing yesterday?
You put loogie in there?
I did put loogie in there. That is one. There's probably a long list of things that I did wrong with yesterday's song. Also, I think it went a little too long. It was like over a minute of me singing, and nobody needs that. So what I've done this time, I got in extra early this morning, and I've condensed my song into a really quick 25-second grab of goodness.
Still 20 seconds too long.
Anyway, what I've done this time is I've reworked Run DMC's It's Tricky, which sounds like this.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time, it's tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky.
Okay, so my version is called Too Sicky.
Oh, of course.
By Run HMC.
Good play on words.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You ready? You're sitting, obviously, Gab, so you're ready to stand and give me an ovation. Enjoy this 25 seconds you're never going to get back. My nose is kind of runny. Don't think it's very funny to sneeze on you. You'll get the flu. I'm sick is what I want. Let me go. Too sick to come to work, to come to work. I'm very sick, a sickie. I want to take a sickie. Too sick to come to work, to come to work. I'm very sick, a sickie. Just let me take a sickie. There you go. Wow. Sit down, Gab. That's enough.
I don't think it's standing ovation worthy, but I have to say you have improved on yesterday's singing. I think because this is more of a talking song anyway, so it suits you better.
Yes.
So stick to your strengths, Hamish. Don't try to sing Dua Lipa.
Okay. Well, don't try and sing.
No,
if I'm sticking to my strengths. Don't actually sing at all would be the way to go. Look, that song, not available on iTunes yet, but it's only a matter of time.
I want to know if you've done a Facebook cull in the past, a friend cull, because I really want to do it, but I feel really harsh unfriending people, though I haven't spoken to them in 10 plus years.
Do you want me to help you with it? Do you want me to do it? I'll actually do the unfriending for you. You just point and tell me which ones to do.
It's still the same thing.
Well, it's just, you know.
I feel guilty because I'm like, what if they notice that I've unfriended them and will they be offended by that?
Yeah.
Even though we've never spoken in 10 years.
Oh, like, just give me your login and I'll do it without you in the room.
No, I'll end up with no friends. We do want to know 30, 12, 16, though, if you have been there and done that. And Luke is on the line. Have you?
I have a couple of times now.
Do you feel bad?
Well, it was people I haven't spoken to in years and probably never will again. So my theory is, too bad.
All right. Yeah, you guys should have put in more effort in keeping contact with me. You're not going to survive this cull. So what's the process you go through? Is it a time thing? Haven't spoken to them in 5 years or something like that? Is there a time frame?
It was. The first one was I got rid of all my old school friends only to be invited to the school reunion.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah. And then the next one was I haven't spoken to you in about 3 years.
Gone. 3 years?
Don't need you in my life.
Yeah.
Wow, I was thinking like 10 plus years. But 3 years, okay.
Yeah.
No, I can't see the point in talking to someone who you haven't spoke to in years. Mm. Why bother have them there.
Yeah, I hear you.
Facebook, you know, it's good to connect with people, but if you don't foresee any connecting in the future, mm-hmm. what's the point?
Yep. All right, fair enough. So what do you think, Gab, 3 years? Go back to 3 years?
No, I'm still going to stick with the 10. I'm going to stick with the 10 years. Yeah.
All right, Luke.
I'm building up to it, Hamish.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Chris is on the line right now. Chris, have you done a cull in the past?
Yeah, I have. Probably about 6 years ago, I had something ridiculous like 1,000 friends on Facebook.
Mm.
And I sort of did the same thing you did, where I realised that I don't talk to almost any of these people. So I took it right back down to about 100 people.
Wow. That is a huge cull.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, there were so many people that I just never talked to, and there was no chance that I would talk to again. So I just thought, why bother?
Was there a couple of people that made the cut that you haven't spoken to in a really long time, but you're still interested in watching what they're doing in their life?
Yeah, there was probably a couple.
Yeah.
Just because, like, my rule was if I would go out of my way to say hello and see how they were doing, if I ran into them somewhere, I'd keep them.
Yeah, right. But if you weren't interested, if you walked past them in the street and you didn't even acknowledge them, yeah, that's right. Then they don't make the cull.
Yeah, that's basically it. But the other thing was also that I deleted a lot of people that just used to spam posts.
Mm.
So they just post all of this pointless stuff, and so I got sick of seeing it. So I'm like, well, time for you to go.
I think that's a fair call too.
Mm.
But 900 people. Whew, I don't think I'm going to go to that extreme.
Star Wars, let's talk about Star Wars. I really love Star Wars because it's so cool.
I thought we agreed that you weren't allowed to sing along with yourself.
But
one of you is bad enough. You can't even harmonise.
No, I'm going to become an a cappella group just with me.
But you've got music, so...
Star Wars, I really love Star Wars. No?
No.
Okay. All right. Star Wars segment is back. It's back because I have some new news. Really, it's just that there's a new trailer out.
Oh, yay.
For the new Star Wars movie, which is The Last Jedi. It comes out on December the 15th here in Australia.
Far away?
No, not too far away at all. Now, the new trailer is actually, it's been given the title Awake. And this is it. Check it out.
Let the past die. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Darkness rises, and light to meet it.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Come on! This is not going to go the way you think.
Cannot wait for the return of Luke Skywalker.
Am I right in saying that Chewie just made an appearance in that as well?
Chewie's in that as well, yes.
See, I heard that.
Well done, yeah. Well done. Look, what was the other beast making a noise just after Chewie?
An Ewok?
No. I think they're called a Pogue or something. They're kind of weird. They're kind of new.
Oh.
Everybody's been hating on them.
Oh.
In fact, somebody has already created a cookbook for those things.
Oh, no! That's awful.
It is awful.
But funny.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.